Hello, my name is Tracy Sinclair, and I would like to welcome you to this AAT podcast on transferring calls and taking notes. This podcast forms part of a mini-series around the topic of customer care and customer service. Holding and transferring calls. Sometimes you have to hold and transfer calls. What do you think you need to do this efficiently? What do you think the customer needs? Let's have a look at how to transfer calls and hold calls effectively. Never dump calls. When you are holding or transferring a call, keep the customer informed of what you are doing. Gain their agreement for the proposed action. Take the customer's name and telephone number, just in case you do lose the call during the transfer. Take responsibility for ensuring a suitable person is available before transferring the call. If the line is engaged, check whether the customer wishes to hold, then check back frequently to confirm that the caller is still happy to remain on hold or offer to take a message. Never abandon a customer on hold. Explain whether the call goes through automatically and what to do if nothing happens. Explain who is calling to the person you are transferring the call to, and pass on any details you have already been given to save the customer having to repeat that information a second time. Give the customer the name, position, or department of the person you are transferring the call to. And transfer the call, letting the customer know what you are doing. Taking messages. Taking complete and accurate messages. One of the most upsetting things that can happen to a customer is leaving a message that nobody gets or responds to. Bad message taking can lead to confusion and misunderstanding. How can you ensure that a message is taken down correctly and passed on and responded to? One of the best ways to take a message is to use a telephone message form and complete it in full. Another good way is to use a custom designed electronic message form, which you can then easily forward by email. When a telephone message form is well designed, it helps you to take a good message by prompting you to collect the right information. A full and complete telephone message enables the right action to be taken following the call. A telephone message form should be simple, clear, and easy to complete. Take time to complete the form, checking the information as you speak with the customer. Always keep handy at least two pencils or pens. "Hold on a minute, my pen's run out," may not necessarily impress your customer. Make sure you find out who the message is for and who is calling, the company name and the department. When, jot down the date and time of the call. Why, what is the reason for the call and what is it about? What action is needed? And finally, where can the customer be reached? Take the telephone number down if the customer wants to be called back. Repeating back and summarising key information. During the call, allow yourself enough time to write down all of the necessary facts. Check carefully your understanding by paraphrasing what the customer has said in your own words. For example, so what you seem to be saying is, repeat back all key points and check the spelling of any difficult or unusual words and proper names. Check and repeat telephone numbers and extensions very carefully. At the end of a call, repeat the key points of the conversation to check your mutual understanding of that call. This shows the customer that you are interested in and have both listened to and understood what has been said. If you get into the habit of making notes during calls, you will find this easy to do. But don't rush and scribble the information down, or you may not be able to read your own writing later, and your colleague almost certainly won't. Giving messages. If you are giving a message, always allow time for the other person to write down the message fully. Pause after each sentence or phrase. Spell out and pause in between unusual words and proper names. Cluster them in meaningful groups of letters. For example, Wood, Lane, Ashford, Kent. Use the phonetic telephone alphabet to clarify where necessary. Say when you will be available and when you expect to be out of the office. Summarise your points again at the end. And finally, check that your message has been recorded correctly by getting the other person to repeat it back to you. Clarifying follow-up action. If any action is to be taken after the call, clarify with the customer what action has been agreed at the end of the call, who will do it, and by when. It is important that you both have a clear understanding of what is to happen. Misunderstandings are easily cleared up now, but can cause real customer dissatisfaction later if things don't happen when expected. If you are passing on a message to a colleague, check its urgency with the customer, because this will influence how quickly you pass on the message and what you say to your colleague. Establish when it would be convenient for the customer to be called back. Make sure that your handwriting is legible if the message is handwritten. Pass the message on immediately, preferably in person, or give it to a reliable person to do so. Place the message in a place where it is likely to be seen. Keep a note of when you deliver the message. And lastly, check later to make sure that the message has been received and is being actioned. And this ends the podcast on transferring calls and taking notes.